thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. Damien, how are you?
Well, I'm doing rather well. How
Lovely
are you?
Lovely to hear. I'm fantastic. This is what happened in the show today.
Hey, Damien, I picked up a girlfriend of mine on Sunday morning at her place. So she'd come over for dinner on Saturday night. She drove to mine, but then she ended up having a few more drinks than she planned to. So she left her car at mine and took an Uber home. And I said, look, I'll come and pick you up tomorrow morning. I'll drive over to yours, pick you up, bring you back to mine. Because the Uber to her house is like $40, $50 each way.
Oh, jeez.
And I thought, that's a bit excessive. I didn't have any other plans. I'm happy for a little Sunday morning outing. You know, I take my dog Lolly wherever and whenever I can.
Yeah, she loves
a drive. Well, here's the thing. Whenever friends get into my car or grab a ride with me at any time, they know the rules. They have to sit in the back seat.
Oh, no.
Don't say Lolly sits in the front.
Don't do this to
Lolly
it.
Sits
no.
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 No, it's cool.
Don't say it. Wait a minute. No. I know she's your fur baby, but we don't even let our babies in the car in the front of the car, okay?
Wait a minute. Let me explain. You know she's really old. She's got all kinds of hip and back issues. She's got her little bed set up in the passenger seat in the front. It's her spot. She's the queen of the vehicle. I know that. She knows that. All my friends know that. If they drive in my car, Lolly's in the front. They're in the back. I had a girlfriend drive all the way from Brisbane to Sydney with me once in the back seat.
No.
That's just...
Hang on, no, you said from Brisbane all the way to Sydney, like a 12-hour drive.
Yeah.
And she had to sit in the back?
Yeah, well, this one was only a few suburbs away. But anyway, that's not even the worst part of this story. So I'm heading out the door to go and pick her up on Sunday morning, and I remembered there was a Bunnings near her place, and I thought, oh, I'm going to return that mop I bought a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. I've used it a few times, but it's clearly broken. It's so annoying. I've tried to make it work. It doesn't. It's broken. So I threw the mop in the back seat, drive over to my girlfriend Liz's house. She comes out of her house, opens the back door, and I said, oh, Dales, by the way, you know you're sitting in the back, right? She goes, yeah, I know. And I said, well, sorry, you have to share the back seat with a mop today.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, stinky mop in the back seat.
She laughed so hard, she collapsed on the footpath in hysterics. She said, are you seriously pushing the boundaries of our friendship? Not only are you making me sit in the back seat so your dog can sit in the front, you're making me share the back seat with a dirty, smelly mop.
You know, this is wrong on so many levels. There's actually layers to this story here that hurt me in so many different ways.
That hurt you?
Yeah. That hurt me.
Try being one of Sammy's mates.
Lolly's in the front seat of a car.
The only thing I think I take from it is she is a really, really good friend. But now I'm starting to wonder if I owe her an apology. I probably should have left on reflection. I probably should have left one of the things at home, Lolly or the mop.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the girlfriend and take the mop to Bunnings.
Yeah. But wait a minute. You're after throwing out the word apology. And when you throw out the word of apology, you got to mean an apology. Do you really, you would apologize to her for this? Or?
Well, do you think it's... Does it warrant apology? I feel like it was a little inconsiderate of me to just throw the mop in the back seat, knowing she was going to have to get in the back seat. Like, you can't ask your friends to do that.
I think put Lolly in the back seat. I think the apology starts from there. God.
Do you not know who you're talking to? I know.
Lolly is not going to sit quietly in the back seat. There will be an accident. It's safer and better for everyone if she just stays in her spot in the front. And, you know, when I drive them around, it's like they just act like they're in a Uber. You know, I'm their Uber driver.
I think you do need to apologize to Liz. I think you do. I think you need to have a long, good, hard chat with her and discuss everything that went wrong in this situation.
I got an idea. I think we should do this apology on the radio.
Oh, famous radio move. Oh, I like it. Call in your friend.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's get a number.
What's her name again?
Sammy to apologize.
Liz. Let's see if she was offended. If she's offended, I'll apologize.
I hope she was offended.
She,
I hope she was offended.
You know, Ilora, we need to find out from you off the back of Sammy having to apologise to a girlfriend, and we will make her apologise.
Oh,
regardless of whether or not the girlfriend thinks that she has to apologise, I reckon. We just say Sammy has to apologise for having her put in the back with a mop.
Mop Liz.
Yeah. All right. Mop Liz is online. Liz, firstly, yeah. We want to find out from you. You had to sit in the back seat of Sammy's car while Lolly was darling. Fed treats, and you were sitting in there with a dirty, filthy, stinking mop. How are you, traumatically, how are you after that experience?
Well, look, I try to be really understanding because Lolly does get car sick, and that is important. So I think we have to have perspective on this.
But now, okay, so Lolly gets car sick, but no matter where you are in the car, you're still in the car. So, you know, I'm sure Lolly would have survived in the back seat. And what's a bit of vomit between friends?
Do you want me to apologise to my friend or not, guys?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
No, wait.
I think we need Liz, the apology.
Liz, can you just tell us that you were deeply offended?
I'm still recovering, and not only that, the neighbours pointed and laughed at me while I got into the back seat of the car and smelling moth. Pointed and laughed.
The mental anguish that Liz would be feeling right now, Sammy Lucas. I think it's, Damien, it would only, it's necessary
let's hear
this apology. All right,
here we go.
Sammy.
Take it away, Sammy.
Liz, you're a beautiful friend. I love you dearly, and I am sincerely sorry for forcing you to sit in the back seat with a smelly mop while Lolly sat comfortably in her plush lounge in the front.
Liz, I don't think that's acceptable enough. I mean, it didn't feel sincere.
Nah, not sincere at all. It felt rehearsed. It didn't have an ear.
What do you want me to say?
I didn't note any tears.
What I think would be acceptable here, Sammy, and Liz, I'm sure that you would go with me on this, is that the next time you sit in Sammy's car, I'm sure you would like to take the shotgun position. Is that acceptable?
And to be fed treats.
That Sammy bakes herself.
Yeah.
We all know it's not going to happen.
Liz, good on you, mate. Thanks for being a good sport. And we're lucky to have tracked you down this morning. Good on you, mate. We're glad that you can accept that apology today from Sammy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Sam.
Wow, what about that?
Thanks,
there we go.
Darling.
We got to the bottom of it.
Let's all move on.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Sammy, you know that when it comes to romantic endeavours, I don't always get it right. I'm one of those sort of guys. I mean, would you class yourself as being an aficionado when it comes to, you know, romantic endeavours, you know, planning things out, making things go to plan, you know, exactly how you want it to go?
No, I'm not. I'm the worst at that. No, I would have taken you for quite a romantic.
Oh, no, I'm a
right into that stuff.
I'm a romantic guy, but I'm also very awkward. So when you combine those two things together, you know, it's a recipe for disaster at the best of times. But no, I'm definitely a lover, not a fighter. But I stumbled across a story, and I could relate with this guy because it's like something I would do. There's a guy over in the UK, all right, he decided to do something kind of kinky for his girlfriend, okay?
You're already turning into the 14-year-old boy right now. I can hear it in your voice.
I'm starting to giggle.
So
he decided to do something a little bit kinky for his girlfriend. He decided to take off all his clothes, okay?
Oh, God.
He went down into the garage of his house, got into his car, and decided he would drive over to visit her and give her a surprise. The whole idea was that he would arrive at her house, honk the horn, and when she would come out, he would say, "Were you asking for an Uber X?" You know, because he'd be in the nude in the car. You know, this was the whole plan.
Well, he was going to drive all the way to her house in the car naked.
Well, he was only around the block. She didn't live that far away, okay? So it was no big deal.
Why would you go there and then take your clothes off and then honk the horn?
No, because that would... Come on, it's an impulsive sort of thing. He obviously had this moment where he just went, "Oh, I'm going to impress her now." Oh.
What happened?
So anyway, he got into the car. As he pulled out of the driveway, he noticed it had started raining. So that was fine, okay? He's in his car. He's driving towards his girlfriend's house. As he's making his way to his girlfriend's house, he sees the girlfriend with her friends on the side of the road.
Oh,
the rain is coming down.
No.
They wave at him to come and pick him He's just saying, come over here, come over here.
Oh, no.
Give us a lift, give us a lift. So he obviously panics, so he speeds past him and decides to go home and put back on his clothes. When he arrives home, he sees that his mother's car was blocking the driveway. This is a true story. The mother's car,
a comedy of errors,
was dropping, was set at the driveway. To which thing he beeps the horn again to get her to move her car. She doesn't move her car. She gets out of her car and she goes to the window of his car to knock on it and go, son, I brought you over a roast. And she looks inside the car and realizes that all he's got on is a seatbelt. Anyway, to make matters even worse, he rang his girlfriend and apologized to her, said, I'm really sorry, what's going on? I feel really embarrassed. Make sure you tell your mates. He was on speakerphone, so the mates heard the whole story.
Goodness me, what else could go wrong?
No, beyond that, apparently they had a very romantic night for the rest of the night. But it did make me think, okay, so I've been in situations like this. I remember one I remember one time I came back from a gig, okay? I had been away for the whole weekend, came back from the gig. I had said to Eileen, we'll get a bottle of wine, because I knew the kids were away. The kids were with their friends in the Southern Highlands. And I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of bada boom, bada bings or anything like that. But
where's the music, Strainy?
No, I don't know that we need a bit of.
Come on. You need the music.
I arrive into the house, as you do. The night, it was all dark when I got home, okay? And I was like, Eileen's already in bed.
Oh, no.
All right?
Oh, no.
Make my way up the stairs. I put on a bit of aftershave just to make my smell a little bit better and all the rest, and I was like, geez, bed looks a little bit different.
Oh no. Tell us.
Nana and granddad were in the bed. I leapt out of that bed so fast. It's unbelievable.
And so did the father-in-law.
A few of us were never the same again.
Oh, such a close, tight-knit family you have.
True story.
Oh, wow.
You know what? It was a perfect crime because they never knew I got into that bed. Yeah, you know when you get into bed, you go, something's a bit weird here.
That's exactly what Eileen's mother thought too. Goodness
me. Leapt.
What about that?
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Sammy's topic train is coming. Damien and Sammy's topic train. Topic train.
So if you've never joined us for the topic train before, what we do is we give a very recent story a topic, and then we get Sammy and Damien to flip it and give us their spin on things. Now, this is not good news. Victor Radley from the Sydney Roosters is in strife. He's been kicked off a plane. Apparently, a bit too many of them ones. A couple of lemonades.
All right.
So now he's being investigated by the NRL Integrity Unit. Oh. Want to ask, ever been on a flight when somebody's been booted off? Something's happened to somebody on a flight.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Well, someone died on a flight I was on.
Ooh.
I mean, that's it's a pretty extreme story.
Hang on, wait.
It was
horrific. Is this serious?
Yeah, true story. I was flying Dallas to New York. This was only a few years ago. And mid-flight, a guy had a heart attack couple of rows behind me. But there was all this commotion. They dragged him out of his seat and lay him in the aisle literally next to me. Luckily, there were three doctors on board. One of the flight attendants was also a part-time paramedic. This guy was dead, and I watched these four people work on him next to me in the aisle and defibrillate him and bring him back to life.
I was
holding things for the doctors. They were passing me things from the medical kit. It was the most freaky experience ever.
What
but the guy
that?
Then they sat him in the seat across the aisle from me, and he sort of sat there until we landed. It was unpleasant.
He looked
anyway,
over at you and he
happy
said,
Wednesday, everyone.
Looked over and said, you off to New York? Yeah. Want to stay in me hotel in Manhattan? Why not?
I think he was straight to hospital. He didn't need his hotel room.
That's right. Hey, look, we got the big news earlier this morning that Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, is about to release his own line of cannabis. Not too bad when the bloke's still in prison, right? Sammy, Damien, you get to put your name to a product. What product are you putting your name to?
Ooh, well, mine would definitely be Oh, did Damien Leith.
A cologne?
A cologne.
Really? Like an aftershave or a perfume spray?
No,
like
perfume, Sammy. Be perfume.
It'd be aftershave. And what I would do is I would go to the pharmaceutical companies. I would run on a treadmill.
Yes.
And then I would say, take it from under my arms.
Gather
gross. That is gross.
Because this is a natural pheromone that women will be
The only person who likes that is your wife, Eileen.
No,
she's
she
the only person
even like
that
it.
Will buy that.
Everyone loves the pheromone of Leith.
Oh, to Damien. Right. Oh, boy. Oh, to Damien.
I don't think there's anyone, no one would need to question what my product would be.
What would
I mean,
be?
Come on, it's not hard.
Some sort
my
of
own bottle of gin.
Oh,
as if I wouldn't do a gin line. Sammy Skidum gin, named after my mum's hometown in Holland, and that's the theory that where gin was first developed in Skidum.
Uh-huh.
Sammy Skidum gin.
Well, I like that. I actually thought what you were going to do was get hair clippings from Lolly and make miniature Lolly dolls from the hair clippings. Now, see, that would have taken off.
The old
when you were in my house, when you were in my house the other week, did you spot that little bag of Lolly's hair clippings?
I saw
did
it
you
there.
See it?
I saw her toenails as well.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Sammy's showbiz stuff.
You raised for the Red Cross Disaster Relief and Recovery $83,500, which is extraordinary.
Very, very good.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness. I was obsessed with Celebrity Apprentice from day one, and that was Ross Noble in the final last night, raising more than $83,000 for his charity, the Red Cross. He joins us this morning. Ross, you must have thought you had it in the bag when she told you you had $83,000.
You don't know, though. You just don't. You have no idea. It's that thing of, like, Shayna is, I mean, I had no idea what Shayna had done. Because, you know, obviously, we just turned up in the boardroom, so I had no idea, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it was quite funny, though, because if you watch Shayna's reaction on there, it was just hilarious because she'd done a very classy event, as I suspected she would, you know.
Yes.
You know, that's very, she's a classy lady. And then, like, her face, she genuinely had no idea what I'd been up to. So when they were saying, so you blew people up, you had getaway cars, you had explosives, like Shayna's face was just going, is this a joke? And then she's looking at me going, having got to know her and made friends with her over the course of the day, she was kind of like shocked, but then she looked at me as if to go, yeah, of course she did. Of course she did.
Yeah, of course that was Ross. Well, for people who don't know, Shayna Blaze won Celebrity Apprentice last night. Shayna Blaze from The Block, just for those who didn't watch. But you came second. But go on, Ross, because that was an incredible last stunt.
I decided to. The whole joke at the start was basically like, when they gave me the thing and it said, you know, you can do whatever you want, I just thought, I did think, like, what would be the stupidest way of raising some money? And I thought, well, let's rob a bank. Like, that's and I just thought that would be, you know, especially because, you know, I knew I'd get to be in the boardroom and he would go, how did you raise the money? And I'd literally be able to go, I robbed a bank.
Yeah.
And then I worked back from there and I just sort of thought, right, how can I make a load of money? And I thought, oh, I'll charge people and give them the extra. So I worked back. But the brilliant thing was is that that was just the money that I earned from that task. I got 20 grand from selling sand.
Yeah.
So it was actually
that was yeah.
So in terms of, like, being crowned the winner, it's sort of irrelevant, really. I mean, like, I'm really happy for Shayna. She deserved it. But, you know, I walked off with over 100 grand for the Red Cross. So it's kind of, and I got to blow people up. So it was kind of a win anyway, you know.
You were awesome throughout, I got to say. Absolutely. And great, great person to watch. You've got an amazing personality and such energy as well. Hey, the Red Cross, tell us why you got behind the Red Cross.
Yeah, well, we got caught up. We used to live, we had this property and, you know, we lived on 100 acres and there was massive bushfire came through and it completely wiped us out.
Oh,
and in the aftermath, in the aftermath of that was, you know, the Red Cross came in and, you know, they set up a relief centre and they did all this amazing work on the ground. So we were sort of personally affected by it. But then I found out that they've got this new thing that they're doing where basically they're going back into communities who have suffered all these problems previously and they're working with people with their mental health, you know, which is, you know, because it's one of those things where you think you might be over it, but, and people people just have this attitude of like, let's get on, let's rebuild our lives, and you concentrate so much on trying to, you know, just sort of rebuild your house that you kind of let the other side of things go. So, so yeah, it was all, you know, look, it was, there was a lot of mucking about, but you see about the energy thing. I think Shayna, you could say that with Shayna as well, is that they're really long days and they do sort of, they sleep deprive you and you put you in these like really quite full on situation. But if you've got, if there is something behind it that you're working towards, you can kind of put that to one side. And you could see that with Shayna, you know, she was like so determined that, you know, when we'd only had like 3 hours sleep and we hadn't had any food and nobody been to the toilet, she was like, keep going, keep going.
Yeah.
But you were like that too, Ross, and it was an incredible effort. And, you know, Shayna took the title, but you were an absolute winner in my eyes and viewers as well. Congratulations.
Yeah. Good on you.
Incredible effort.
Good on you, man.
Yay!
Absolute legend. Ross Noble, great to catch up, and we look forward to seeing you in our theatres very soon, mate, with a new show, no doubt, coming out very soon, and drop into Wave FM to say g'day when you get a chance, all right?
Absolutely.
I will do, yeah. The dates are all on my website. I'm back on the... COVID willing, I'm back.
Yes. Ross Noble, awesome, mate.
All right, nice to talk.
We can't wait to see you. Good on you, Ross Noble, an absolute champion, and well done, raising so much money for the Red Cross as well.
He's a good guy. I like Ross.
Great bloke, really funny guy.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.